just to get a bit of backstory, for those of all you who don't know, I grew up overseas. I grew up in the Muslim part of the world. And one of the things that was really difficult about that was coming back to America, especially in a post-9/11 world, and encountering the fear and the hostility and the anger and the vilification that a lot of Americans, especially in the church, have held towards Muslims. That's just been a thing that my family has been wrestling with, like straddling these two worlds. This has definitely been a thing in my heart. Right now, there are 6 refugee families in Blacksburg from Syria, from Afghanistan, and they have been through hell, and they've showed up here. And the question is, like, well, what are they going to meet here? Are they going to meet that fear and that hostility, or are they going to meet even just an ounce of, like, the hospitality that they never fail to show us as guests in their countries? This is the question that I had on my mind in the early part of 2017, and I was trying to figure out, like, well, what can I do about, there's this giant refugee crisis, and we have some of those families here, and is there anything that I can do? Like, I mean, it's a huge thing. But the BRP had basically just been getting off the ground. I knew they had a lot of needs, a lot of roles for volunteers, whatever. It seemed like the biggest one was tutoring and like ESL and stuff, which is intimidating because I'm not a people person and I don't know how to interact with kids. But it seemed like, well, this feels like what they need, so with enough pushing from people around me, I took that plunge. So basically over the summer, I started working with a handful of mostly middle schoolers and their high schoolers that kind of popped in and out. Working on English and math and all of this stuff. Like, some of these kids had zero education before getting to America, and they're supposed to be in like 6th grade or 8th grade or 9th grade or whatever. And they aren't even literate in their own language, and they're supposed to be learning how to read and write in English. So this is kind of what we're like trying to help with. Then just as I was getting the hang of that, I mean, I feel like I've been in over my head this entire time. I've been super out of my depth. This is like when I showed up to the first meeting, I was the only person who hadn't done any teaching or ESL or anything. I'm like, what the heck am I doing here? But I was just getting the hang of that, and the things kind of changed again. Like, now we're actually in the home of one of these families. There are a couple of us working with 3 school-age kids. And so it's like, it's a completely different situation, a scenario, and I'm figuring things out all over again. So it's been interesting, but it's been really rewarding. I mean, at the end of the day, it's been really, really cool to see how this has impacted them. Obviously, the progress of the kids over, you know, a handful of months, and to see their gratitude and I mentioned hospitality. I mean, they, every time we're there, they're giving us food and juice, and they, you know, refuse to let us sit on the floor. They bring these folding chairs, like, and every time we leave, they're just like tripping over themselves to thank us, and it's just like, it's such a huge problem, but at least I'm making some difference in this one family's life. And that's been really cool to be a part of. The Syrian refugee, I mean, Robbie talked about the refugee crisis last year. And if you haven't heard that sermon, I strongly recommend you go back and listen to it. It's online. But this is such a huge thing, and it's hard to know what to do with it. Robbie's heart came through in that and gave me hope that, maybe enough of the church will actually step up and do something about this. And for me, it's like, well, I'm just, you know, I do my part, you know, and I think this has been a thing that has become very central to the way I see my faith. And I mean, our faith is like, God is making all things new, and we are the ones that he is doing that through. And when we see something broken in the world, like this refugee crisis, like, what are we doing about that? So the end of this story is to be determined. I'm actually considering, well, feeling called back overseas, maybe back to the Muslim world, which is where my parents are again now, maybe to Europe, you know, working with refugees. Like, I don't know. But the point of all this is that you don't have to do that to help with this, because there are people right here. There are people who can use your help, and we can meet that need. And so I forgot to say this morning, but if any of you have any inclination about helping, like, talk to me, talk to Laura McCarter. I guarantee you will be at least as good as I am at this.